Let's go to Masechtas Kiddush, not Masechtas Yevamos. Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel. Different ways of doing Kiddushin. Puts the ring on her finger in front of two Edim, and he says, they're at Mekadeshesli. And then there's going to be a Nisuyin, there's going to be the Chuppah. Between the Kiddushin and the Nisuyin, does Reuven have any rights over what Rachel owns, over her property? And the answer is no. So what happens if Rachel yarshins a property during this time between Kiddushin and Nisuyin? Reuven says, I'm so happy you yarshins the property. Hey, let me tell you what I'm going to do with it. Can Rachel say, excuse me, we're not really fully married yet. So right now, I'm going to sell it. The Bishami say, she can't. The Sihil say, she shouldn't sell it, because her husband is planning what to do with it after the Nisuyin, and then he has rights over it. But both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are maskim when it comes to a Yevama selling her property, a property that she yashin, that she inherited after her husband died, before the Yevam, that it's okay. She can do it. Let's hear our Mishnah. Once again, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Shomeres Yaveh. She's waiting for Yivam. This is a woman, her husband died without children. The brother is said to be Miyavim. In the meantime, between her husband's death and before the husband was Miyavim, what happened to the Shemeres Yavim? Shenafli la Nechasim. Nechasim fell to her. Doesn't mean that a field fell. It means she yarshined Nechasim. Her father could have passed away, and if there are no brothers, then she yarshined. What can she do with it now? Zok the Mishnah, Moida Mishami Basil, Mishami the Basil are Moida, Shemai Cheres, that she can sell, the Nisanes, and give away the property. She decides to give it away, she can give it away. The husband may be, why are you giving it away? She can do what she wants now, before the Yivam. And if she does so, Vakaya, the sale of the Matana stands. Zok the Mishnah Vaita Mesa, this woman, again, that's waiting for the Yivam to take place. What if she passed away? Mayasu biksubasa ubenechosim hanichnosin v'yoytzim ima. All right, first let's explain what a ksuba is. A couple gets married, the husband gives his wife a ksuba. In the ksuba it says all the things he has to do for her. You may notice if you were ever by a chuppah between the kiddushin and the nesuyin, someone reads the ksuba. What does it say there? It says the chayuvim that he has to, including how much he has to pay her, if there's a divorce, or if he dies before her, how much she gets from his estate. So if she was never married, she gets 200 zuz. She was married before, she gets 100 zuz. But that's the basic minimum. He can add to that. Adding to it is called toisvis ksuba. Whatever he writes in the ksuba, that's what he's going to have to give, or his estate's going to have to give. Estate means a person's property after he dies. We want to make sure she's taken care of if there's a divorce or he dies. His children shouldn't just grab everything. We don't want her to be left without a means of support. We also want to protect something else. And that would be properties that she brought into the marriage. If she owned property coming into the marriage, so part of the ksuba is an agreement that the husband says, don't worry. We're going to make some kind of an arrangement over here to protect her properties. And they can make two types of arrangements. One is called Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. Literally, the Nechasim of the Iron Sheep. We'll soon see why it has that name. And the other is called Nichsei Melug. Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel means like this. Okay, we're getting married. You have some properties that you own. Husband says to the wife, I guarantee, this is what the husband says, that if she becomes an almana or she gets divorced, you will get back the value of whatever these properties are worth right now. As far as the husband is concerned, during the marriage, he may make a profit if the property goes up. He may lose if the property goes down, but he has to guarantee whatever it was worth when she brought it into the marriage is what she is going to get when she comes out of the marriage, in the event that he either divorces her or he dies first. It's a guarantee. You're getting back what you brought in. Another type of arrangement they can make is called nichse meloig. She's not totally giving it over to the husband in this arrangement. The husband has a right to eat the payrois, but he's not mekabel achrayis on it. If it goes down in value or it loses its value, it's her problem. If it goes up in value, she's going to get what it's worth more, not just what she gave in when they got married. So now, we're asking in the case of a Yavama, Mayasu Biksuba. So what do we do here with the money that would be owed to her? Every Ksuba promises money. And the property that goes in and out with her, in other words, Nichse Meloig. By the way, you know what the word Meloig means? Meliga means to remove the feathers from a bird. What does this have to do with removing feathers from a bird? It's a mashal to what happens in a case of Nichse Meloig. It's like the husband touches the payrois. He can eat the payrois, that he has a right to do. But the guf, he has nothing to do with the guf. It's like you remove the feathers, you leave the guf. Guf is totally hers. Maybe good for her, maybe not be good for her. No guarantee as far as the husband is concerned. What do we do here in the case of the Yavam? Normally, if a husband dies, she gets the ksuba, she gets the money, she gets the nechseit sain barzel, she gets back her property. That was the arrangement. Now, in this case, let's say Reuven married Rachel and Reuven dies. Now, Shimon is going to be miyavim Rachel. Because she's a Yavama, she does not get the ksuba from Reuven. Just like a woman can't say, her husband's alive, she's not divorced, but she decided she wants a ksuba. No, the ksuba is only to protect her in case the marriage ends. So there's an interesting din over here. Being that the brother's going to be miyavim her, it's like Reuven didn't die. And you can't collect a ksuba when one's husband is alive. So as long as she's awaiting Yivum, it's as if Reuven is still alive. Our problem here is that Rachel passed away and Shimon is still alive. So you can't say she's awaiting Yivum. She's in Olam Haba. But her Yarshim, those that are supposed to inherit her, now we know it can't be her children because if she had children, she wouldn't be Yavama. But it could be her father, it could be her brother. Perhaps you remember from Perek Yesh Neichel in the Halachis of Yerusha, they want her ksuba. They're saying, look, she was entitled to this ksuba when Reuven died. The reason she didn't get it is because Shimon was set to be miyavimer, so it's like Reuven is alive. But now that the yivim never happened because she died, so it's as if she yarshin her ksuba, she got it, and we yarshin it from her. And that's what our Mishnah wants to know. Mesa, if the yivama passed away without yivim or chalitza, mayasu b'ksubasa. What do we do with the ksuba? What do we do with the money she was supposed to get? The 200 zuz, as well as ubanachasim, anachnasim, v'yaitzimim. What about her nechse meloi, the fields that she never relinquished? The husband never guaranteed it. Well, what's the problem? Her yarshim taina, there was no yivim, so she should get her ksuba when her husband died, when her first husband died. Yeah. But the yovim tainas, what do you mean? She's like my wife. And a husband yarshins his wife. Now with Evi Ksuba, if she dies before the husband yarshins her. Shailiz, is this Yavim considered a husband? Obviously her yarshim say no, he's going to say yes. So therefore say the Beishama, Yachloiku yarshay abalim yarshay av, let them divide it. It's a little tricky to touch the words. Yarshay habal means the Yavim. He's the one that should yarshin Reuven. Yarshay Av means the yarshim of this woman's father. They say it should go to us. Well, you get half, and the Yavim gets half. Now, the Mefarshim explained that he gave a mimer here. So, we're not sure how far the mimer goes. Did the mimer mamish make her the Yavim's wife, and therefore, whenever a wife dies first, the husband yarshins her? Or no, the mimer doesn't make her mamish his wife. L'maisi was not miyavim her yet. And therefore she got to her yarshim. So if you don't know, we're going to divide it. The Beis Hillel say, now, the Beis Shammai don't talk about nichse meloig. Remember the difference between the two? Nichsei Tzayin Barzel is where the husband says, you're going to get back this field. If it goes up, it's my gain. If it loses, it's my loss, but you're guaranteed you're getting back the field. Nichsei Maloig means, I'm not taking over the field. I can eat the pay risk, but I'm not taking over the field. If it goes up, it's your gain. If it goes down, it's your loss. The Beis Shammai just addressed the money and the Nichsei Tzayin Barzel. The Beis Hillel are going to address Nichsei Maloig as well. U'Beshillem, the Beis Hillel say, Nechasim v'cheskasim. No. She's definitely not his wife. A mimer isn't strong enough to make her the Yavim's wife, and everything stays with their chazaka. The Nichsei Tzayin Barzel stays in whosever chazaka it was. The problem is, we're not sure what the Beis Hillel mean. They didn't explain themselves. Because you could argue it's b'cheskas yarshei ha'isha, it was her nechasim, or was Becheskas Yarshe Abal, because he was responsible for it. So we're not sure what the Beis Hillel are saying. So Lehalacha would have to divide it anyway. That's how the Batrut explains it. That's it as much as the Nichsei Tzayin Barzel are concerned. Ksuba, as far as the money is concerned, Becheskas Yarshe Abal. That would go to the Yavin. Because a woman doesn't collect this money unless the marriage stops. She can't come while they're married and say, you know, you promised the money in the Ksuba, give it to me. It doesn't work that way. It's only if they're divorced or the husband dies. She's going to say, but my first husband died. Yeah, because you have a yivam, it's not called that he died. Now, nechasim hanichnasim v'yaitzim ima. These are the nichsei meloig properties. Here the husband never really took a chrayis on it. Her gain, her loss. That is becheskas yarshayav. That belongs to the yarshim of her father. Possibly her brothers. And again, the Beis Hillel hold a mimer does not give the Yavim a koyach over that property. And this is just nichsei meloig. He has no responsibility for it. He never had a chazak in it. He said all along, if it goes up, it's her gain. If it goes down, it's her loss. So that for sure stays by her. So again, chazing over, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned a shomeres Yavim. Shomeres Yavim means a woman that awaits Yavim. Like it says, v'aviv shomeres adava. She yarshin property. Before he was miyavim her. The Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel both say she can sell it, she can give it away, and the Yavim can scream from today to tomorrow, it's not going to make a difference. Vekaya. She has a right to do that. If she died after he gave her a mimer, but before he was miyavim her, what do we do with her ksuba? With the money that's owed to her? And with the nechasim hanechnasim v'yaitzim, that's the nichsei meloig. It's called Nechasim HaNichnasim HaYetzim Ima because she takes it in and takes it out. Either it's better, either it's worse. The Beis Shammai say, the Yarshei HaBaal, meaning the Yavin, who Yarshens his brother, has no 100% claim to it. The Yarshei HaAv, her family has no claim to it. They're going to have to divide it. The Beis Hillel say, as far as the Nichsei Tzayin Barzel are concerned, they stay in their chazaka. But the Basil don't tell us whose chazaka. On the one hand, you can argue it's Yarshei Ha'isha because it belongs to her. On the other hand, you can argue it's Yarshei Ha'bal because he took responsibility on it. If it goes down, he's going to have to still pay the basic amount, how much it was worth when it came in. So we don't know what the Basil mean. As far as the money is concerned, in the Ksuba, say the Basilel, that's the Yavim's. She never had any claim to that money until the marriage comes to an end. And because when Reuven died, she automatically becomes a Yavam, it's like the marriage never came to an end. As far as the Nichsei Meloig are concerned, the properties that go in and out with her, that, say the Beis Hillel, is Becheskas Yarshei Ha'av. Her father's Yarshim, her brother's, let's say, depending what her family situation is, there could be different circumstances. But definitely the Yavim has no claim to that. And that's because, even though the Yavim's going to tie into what he means, a husband yarshes his wife, but I'm sorry that it's still hold, Rebbe Yavim, that a mimer does not make her your wife.